No, come on in. The joint is closed due to a death in the family. But you, you are family. And you're always welcome at the joint. So go ahead, sit down. In the steel folding chair. You're listening to Modest Joint. I am Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. Do you? How long will I get to fight? I don't know. I guess none of us do. As I said, the joint is closed today, so that I could sit back and remember my former boss, Mitsuharu Misawa. He died Saturday. I guess it would have been like early Saturday morning here, or late Friday night. But he died in the ring while wrestling Bison Smith and Akitoshi Saito. So most of this week's joint will be about Misawa, or Sacho, as a lot of us called him. I will not have a top 10 this week. I will be talking a little bit about Lucha Extreme. First of all, you know, let's go ahead and talk about Lucha Extreme first, because once I get on the subject of Misawa, I will probably not be very upbeat, and Lucha Extreme deserves me to be up. Another capacity crowd was in attendance, and Heather Ochoa did the ring announcing. She's a great gal and has a great voice and personality for ring announcing. I think she was in some kind of like America's Got Talent or something like that. But anyways, lots of great Lucha Libre wrestling action. It was great seeing Shooter Tony Jones, Pogo the Clown, who I know and love as Joe Applebomber, Pizza Boy Vinny Massaro, Lil Vic Grimes, the original Chupacabras, the original Border Patrol Michael Modest, as promised, was there, and I brought plenty of backup with me this time. Reno Scum, Adam Thornstowe, and Dave Legend. I also brought the 7'2" Phenom, who Manny the Raging Bull Fernandez so graciously gave the nickname Mongolio to, which I guess means monster in Espanol. I don't know. I teamed with one half of the Reno Scum, Dave Legend, managed by Christian Calloway, and we beat the crap out of the Chupacabras because we could. Next thing I know, some geek in a Lucha Libre mask jumps over the guardrail from the crowd. He starts throwing, you know, shots at me, taking pot shots at me. Wisely, Christian Calloway called out Adam Thornstowe for backup. Out comes Manny Fernandez, acting like a lunatic. You know, he's throwing chairs left and right. Lucky we had our 7'2" monster ace up our sleeves. Manny Fernandez and the Luchas, you know, all the luchadors, they took off running. Last they were heard from, they were heading down towards the border. They stopped at El Pollo Loco or Taco Bell or something for some snacks. But they were looking to cross back over, man. That's how scared they were of this dude. Lucha Extreme will be back in Lindsay, California, the second Saturday of each month for the next year. So check your calendars, make it a date. Check out Lucha Extreme. You will not be sorry. Check out their website, www.luchaextreme.com. Lucha Extreme with an X.com. I also wanted to thank Chupacabra's grandparents for their hospitality this weekend, Rita and Felix. Awesome people, and thank you very much. So let's talk about my boss, man, my former boss, Mitsuharu Misawa, a great, great wrestling legend in this business, died after taking a suplex in the ring of a heart attack. That morning, I woke up. It was really bizarre because I hadn't found out that Misawa had died yet. But I woke up craving Japanese-style buffet-style hotel food, which isn't that good. The eggs are usually runny. The bacon is steamed to a nice light pink. You know, there's some fish and some rice, miso soup always. But I woke up craving it. You know, you do get used to their style of eating, and you end up really craving it that way. And I woke up, my girlfriend and I went out for sushi for breakfast. And then on the way to the Lucha Extreme show, Donovan Morgan called me and informed me that Misawa had died. And how. So I wanted to share a couple of memories, just some things that I, you know, wanted to share. And maybe after you listen to this, you'll feel like you knew Misawa a little better. Misawa always kayfabed that he didn't speak English. And yet he did. He'd act like he only spoke Japanese, but he's pretty slick. Many times in Japan I had diarrhea. And, you know, it'd be from, you know, you eat strange foreign foods and stuff, and your gut doesn't know how to take that. And so I went to the boss, and I was wrestling him. It was Vader, Scorpio, and I versus Misawa, Yoshinori Ogawa, and Sano. And I went to the boss, and I said, you know, they did this move where Misawa would and Ogawa would like stretch you out and hold you up in the air, and then Sano would jump off the top rope and land on your gut with both feet. You definitely had to tighten up your gut. And I was concerned because, you know, I was having this issue. So I told Misawa, I said, "Omizu shit," which means water shit. And he kind of laughed, and I said, you know, please, I don't want to take that move. And he said, oh, okay. So then he went behind my back and told all the guys, hey, you know, we're going to go ahead and do it. So Ogawa and he stretched me out, and I was just laying there, and then they stretched me out, and I'm like, oh, no, they're going to do it anyways? I thought for sure I was going to crap my pants, and that's every wrestler's nightmare, man. Sano went up to the top rope, and then Scorpio and Vader came in for the save. They didn't actually put me through it, but it was a funny joke just the same. It scared me. Some other things about Misawa, like every time the gaijin we were out eating and Misawa would see us eating somewhere, he'd always tell the waiter, you know, he'd pay the tab. I was invited on Misawa's bus. I went on there. I was looking for somebody, for someone else. And I went on the bus, and Misawa invited me on the bus to play chinchillery, some kind of, I think I'm pronouncing it right, some kind of dice game. And the gimmick is they buy the worst sake. It's like the dollar sake. It's the horrible rice wine. And that's what they drink for the game, so that you don't even get to enjoy the drinking process in the drinking game. But I played that game with Misawa and Marufuji and a couple of the other guys. The Modesto smile was something I was known for over there. I'd hit the elbow, hit it again, go for it a third time, but I'd stop and fake it, and then step on my opponent's stomach, throw up a thumbs up and a big cheesy smile. And so I pitched the idea to Misawa that he would get up after I did my thumbs up. He would get up and pop me one with the forearm, with his legendary elbow. And then he would step on my gut and do his own Misawa smile. And it really got over. The fans really liked it. Made me feel good that he did that, because he really didn't smile much. Rarely. What an honor it was to have Mitsuhara Misawa come and wrestle for my very own company. Donovan, Frank Murdoch, and I, we had Pro Wrestling Iron, and we brought Misawa over here, along with some of the other Japanese wrestlers, along with his very good friend, Yoshinori Ogawa. and we brought them to Sazio's restaurant, owned by Vinnie Massaro's dad, Sazio's, in Castro Valley. Man, great, great Italian food. And, you know, it was nice being able to bring my boss there and have dinner with my boss, and this was on our company's tab this time. Anyways, I wrote a little poem, and this is pretty much how I'm going to end the show. You know, I think it's a very poor poem, and I think the reason why is because my words failed me. I wasn't able to explain exactly how I felt about this guy within this poem, but it's my feeble attempt. So here's a poem dedicated to my boss, Mitsuhara Misawa. I watched this dude named Tiger Mask, Misawa, as time would pass. Wrestling legend, samurai heart. His elbows tore your jaw apart. I would study his matches late at night, add his flair to my own fights. Roaring elbow, emeralds flow, down the river of life, you know. Many years did go by, then a call from a friend of mine. A few more calls, some emails too. Mitsuharu Misawa wants to talk to you. He came to watch me work my craft. Three got signed and then we left. For Japan, my wrestling dreams had come true, and it seems I owe so much to my boss and my friend. That is how I'll remember him. Much love and respect, Sacho. Find peace. Thank you for what you did for me. It makes me sad. My tears do fall. Grateful fans, you'll hear them call. Misawa, Misawa, Misawa. Mitsuhara Misawa is hardcore. Sacho, rest in peace.